Unit 31, A Face-Off in the Colosseum. The Colosseum is in Rome. It is now in ruins. But once it was a great arena. It looked like our football stadiums. It could seat about 45,000 people. It was mainly used to watch gladiators fight. Most gladiators were prisoners of war. They were made to fight with swords and other weapons. They fought until one was killed. Then the winner was set free. The Colosseum was also used for another spectacle. An unarmed man would be thrown into the arena. A hungry wild lion would be released, and the spectators would watch the man being torn and eaten. Here's an account of one such event. The cage was opened. A starved, almost crazed lion sprang forth. The prey was in the center. The man stood with only a rock in one hand. In the other was a fistful of sand. That's all he had. The lion never paused. It made long and powerful bounds. With each leap, its claws set forth showers of sand. The stands were silent. People held their breaths. With one more leap, the lion would be on the man. But that last leap never came. The lion skidded in the soft sand. It stopped a mere step away. The lion raised its head. It looked at the man and licked its hand. It seemed like a miracle. Who was the man? He was Androcles, and he remembered. Years before, he had saved that lion. He lifted its right paw and saw the scar. Then he wrapped his arms around the lion's neck. Together, like partners, they walked around the whole arena. The crowds had never seen such a miracle. They cheered uncontrollably. It was the greatest show they had ever seen.